Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Well, welcome back to Boomerville, everybody. That's right. This is the podcast for baby boomers, Another Day Above Ground. And we like to talk about all things that are important to us because nobody else does. You know, the darn kids today, they're just interested in their stuff. So three of us get together every week to discuss boomer activities. First of all, from the great state of Indiana, please welcome the Aristotle of comedy, Mr. Tim Slagle.
Hey, Oppenheimer swept the Oscars the other night, and Barbie was completely ignored, making Barbie the second biggest bomb at the Oscars.
Very nice, very nice. Little bomb reference. We all love those. And the thing, you know what pleased me is that the special effects went to Godzilla Plus One, which is a movie that's hard to find, but it was a wonderful movie. Anyhow, in nodding in approval at me over the interweb from Denver, Colorado, please welcome Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, everybody. And I just want Ryan Gosling to put on Pink and sing to me every single day. That was so much fun.
He did a very good job. I liked all of the technicality that was put into it, and the 500 dancers, and it was that was very good. But who won? A duo playing by themselves.
So, there you go. Oh, but wait, there is more. You guys saw Poor Things, right?
Did
we
not
talked about it
did
in
not.
The
yes,
I did not. So you can't spoil it for me.
I won't spoil it. But Emma Stone, I was shocked and thrilled that she won Best Actress. Everybody thought it was going to be Lily Gladstone, and I was so happy for Emma Stone.
I was just shocked. I didn't think it was that good of a deal. So I thought for sure it'd be the woman from the Flower, Killings of the Flower Moon.
Yeah.
But that's just me, and I'm not even in that business, so what the heck do I know? You know what I'm saying?
Well,
but anyhow,
well, you know,
we're
it's,
very close.
It's not the most literate people in the world in the Academy. Maybe they just said a vote for the stone.
Gladstone, Emma Stone, they just got it confused. Is that what you think, Tim?
Maybe. You never know.
Robert Downey Jr.
He won.
Well, that's a stoner. Anyhow, that's over. Now our next big thing is Easter. It's right upon us, and pretty soon everyone will be celebrating Easter for those people who choose to celebrate it. And one of the characters that has arisen in our bank of fictional celebrities that we try to do all the time, you've heard us do Santa Claus, you've heard us do a lot of fictional celebrities. This year, we have Carl, the Easter Bunny. Carl, can you hear me?
Yes, wait a minute. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me all right? Because I just figured out I'm just about out of ice. I'm just about out of ice. So, yeah, I'm here.
You're out of ice?
I'm out of ice.
Are you out of ice because winter's almost over?
I know, because I used it all. I gotta go and get another bag of ice. Anyway, here. I'm here now. So. Good.
Okay.
Let's
go
Easter crazy. Come on.
So you can make jelly beans, but you don't have the recipe for ice?
We don't make any of this stuff. You know, we buy this stuff. Like, we go down to the Bunny Costco. We, you know, get the beans and get the business. That's how I always say. Get the beans and get the business or whatever it got to do. I'm a busy guy.
have you been drinking by any chance today? I just out of curiosity.
I wasn't gonna, but I thought this started earlier. So and there was a time change. So I had a couple things, you know, but I'm out of ice, so we're good.
What's your beverage of choice, Mr. Bunny?
I like carrot juice and Coke. Call it carrot and Coke, you know. A lot of people they take the carrot juice and they like vegetarians and they drink the carrot juice for the vitamins, and they say it can help your eyes so you can see in the dark. If you need to see in the dark, just go to bed. I mean, it's the easiest thing, but the only thing it does, carrot juice is fermented, we use it, and Coke. The only thing it does for your eyes the next morning is make them really red. That's about it.
Now, but don't you have to work at night delivering all those Easter eggs?
Yeah, traffic.
I mean, because they're not there in the evening, but they're there in the morning.
Yeah, well, you know, this is one of the problems. There's not really an exact time when we do the egging or the delivery or any of that. So you just don't know. Some people, they go on like a vacation and then they want their eggs brought a different day. It's not like, you know, St. Nick or one of those other fake ones. This is a real deal, and we got to do a lot of stuff and a lot of. What was the question?
Okay, you.
I guess though,
you
if
work
it,
by
I guess
yourself.
Though, if people
then.
Don't find any eggs, you can just claim that you hit them real good.
Yeah, well, it's easier at some homes than the others, but but you know, I work hard. You know, I don't have a big team or anything, and mostly what I do is I just get busy and get thirsty.
But you have all those tens of thousands of children. Don't they work for you?
Now that's illegal. That's illegal. You can't. You mean the bunny kids?
Oh, yeah.
We have those all over the place. I mean, come on, we get busy, and it's like a big tail fest around here most of the time. I mean, sometimes I'll have a carrot juice and Coke, and even the lop ear rabbits look good. Then they're just. We got a lot of help, but it is, you know, sometimes it's just easier to do stuff around here than by yourself, except for make ice. If somebody makes some ice around here, it'd be nice.
Are you related to any other famous bunny, like maybe a Bugs Bunny, Peter Cottontail, Peter Rabbit?
There's no Peter Cottontail, first of all. There's not. There's like Peter Rabbit, and there's Bugs Bunny, and there's, you know, there's Velveteen Rabbit, previously known as two fingers, like a peace sign, which is, you know, rabbit ears. And then there's, Roger and Jessica. And Harvey, the fraidy cat, he's not a cat, but he's afraid of his own shadow, that guy. And there's Briar Rabbit, a lot of different rabbits, that's for sure.
And then there's the Playboy Bunnies.
Are you all from the same? Oh, yeah, there.
Hey, lots of bunnies.
The Playboy Bunnies don't look like exactly what they used to look like, let me say that. we got a little watering hole down here called the Burned Out Bunny. And all the waitresses there, they used to be some nice tail, but now it's, I don't even want them touching my ice.
So they just throw it down the ice hole, huh?
Now I'm not even thirsty. I'm going to have to get that. Wow. That took away my quenchitite.
Now, do you deliver the eggs? I mean, St. Nick, has a list of nice and naughty kids.
Yeah.
Do you deliver the eggs to everybody, even people that don't really celebrate Easter?
Oh, that's where this whole thing started. I never used to have this job. I didn't. I was an EMT, man. I remember back then, a real blustery night and bad driving, and this guy brought me up this lucky human's foot that was by the curb, and he said, you really ought to get out of this business if it makes you drink like that. And I just told him, when it's snowy, and when it's a glare, there's lots of ice, and I can always use more of that. And it's not like naughty and nice. It's more like deserve it or not, because you can fake it around Easter time. I mean, you know, you go to any kind of church and it's filled with what we call the lilies. They only come out like that for Easter, and then there's the chrysanthemums that only come out for Christmas. So anyway, I wasn't cut out for to be an EMT. I still got the lucky human's foot, though. And apparently my buddy Ed said it's illegal. But I got it on a big keychain. It's a heavy sucker. But the naughty and nice thing, you know, everybody gets some. Come on, it's Easter. It's bad enough that some people think that we lay these eggs. You know, have you ever seen, like, pardon me, madam, but have you ever seen a rabbit poop? It's just a little small. Did you ever see the size of the eggs in a basket? You know, we'd be spending the most of the rest of the year screaming if that was real. And I told him that, you know, if we're going to do this, let's not make the eggs so big and we'll just get rid of eggs. And they said, well, they think you're laying them or letting them out some way. And I said, well, then make them out of chocolate. So they still ate them. That was disgusting. I mean, these are the kind of things that make me think I could probably go back to driving one of those EMT vans again, but it's not allowed.
So I always thought that, like, Santa gives coal to the bad children. That's who gets the black jelly beans.
I think the Jack belly beans. That was a guy that was a Jack belly bean was that violin playing comedian, I think. Anyway, I think the black jelly beans are pretty good. But, you know, everybody gets something. But some kids, let's just say, they might get the eggs and the jelly beans and the stuff from the dollar store where it's, you can't guarantee freshness because it's locked in those bags. And, you know, we got the Easter grass. If you get it over there, it's really made out of sawed up pom-poms. So there are different levels.
That used to be, when I was a kid, that's all we got was a basket full of Easter grass.
Yeah, well, it could mean different things. What did you get, giant rolling papers, too? I mean, you're not kidding anybody here.
I was going to say, Dale, that explains a lot about who you are now.
Well, actually, there might have been candy in to begin with, but then your dad sampled the Easter grass.
More candy.
They fire that up down at the Burned Out Bunny every once in a while. Man, that stuff's that smells like crank.
So, as a bunny, well, as the Easter Bunny, were you elected to this position? Was there a campaign to run for the Easter Bunny? Because there's a lot of you guys running around, but only one of the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, first of all, I would never go for the name. The name of Easter Bunny. I was an Easter Rabbit or, you know, wild ass hare or something like that, but I would never call myself a bunny. That's for those, you know, that's waitress talk.
Hey, but Bad Bunny was on the Oscars. Come on. He was featured. He was one of the people giving out one of the awards, Bad Bunny. So you're in good company, Easter Bunny.
I don't even know about that because I don't have cable. We just have rabbit ears. And so I didn't even see that flipping show. I didn't. I'll get a TV when I can get some ice. That's all I'm going to say. Nobody wants to watch TV and be all dry mouth and can't get, you know, carrot juice cold off. It's bad for you.
So is the jackalope...
Are you in charge of...
Is the jackalope a real thing?
Yeah, it's real in a taxidermy kind of way. I personally say every time I see a jackalope, I say, that reminds me, I need to call my wife. That kills down at the bombed out bunny.
I would imagine.
You kidding
now,
me?
Are you responsible for coloring the eggs?
No, I'm an equal opportunity kind of dude. So I bring them. If they want to get one of those, you know, the Pez or whatever, that kind of kit, they can get pick that up at Ralph's or any other place that's named after being sick. You get it, but you really don't need that. I mean, what you need is to sit down, get yourself a nice Sharpie and some rubber gloves. Wait a minute. That sounds like a lot more fun than it would actually be. Well, I'd just sit down and get something to just paint the eggs. You don't need a special kit, but the ones that I bring, they're farm fresh. They could last for weeks if you don't wash them. You see, the eggs, chicken eggs, if they're real eggs, they can last for weeks. But as soon as you wash them, you spoil them, and then you got to put them in the refrigerator. I learned that probably on my first week.
Are you sure you're not talking about...
Well, there's a tip direct...
No, go ahead, Dale.
I'm sorry, Carolyn, go ahead.
No, my thought was, are you
no,
sure
No, I said
you're
make
not...
sure you folks put that on your list of things not to do with your Easter egg. Don't wash them first. Just leave them in the carton. Now, Carolyn, please.
Well, they wash them at the poultry plant, though. So
you got to get these on the side of the road at some guy that says, like, farm fresh eggs. Yeah. And then he'll say, hey, we've got blue and brown ones. I say, put them in the pan. They look the same to me, Buster. You know, you crack them open, they're all the same eggs. I don't care if it's a duck egg, one of those Easter cream eggs. You know those things the Cadbury makes those in? It's really nice for the kids because it looks like a real embryo. This apparently gives the kids education, tells them how the world really works.
Yeah, now you need to take care of those because they're actually children.
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a point there again.
I was going to say about the washing of the eggs, right? I was going to say that I think you're confusing eggs with strawberries. Like, strawberries last a few extra days if you don't wash them, but the minute you wash them, you have to put them in the fridge. So I think, are you sure it's eggs that once you wash them, you have to refrigerate them? Because, I've never washed an egg. Have you all ever washed an egg before you've, like, used it or cooked it?
No, they come from the store washed.
Well, of course not.
If you buy them at Ralph's or Kroger's or someplace, I don't know. I don't buy eggs. I get them for free because I'm the freaking Easter Bunny. I didn't pull a few strings around here. Can't get any damn ice, but you can get eggs right up the wazoo if you wanted them. And that's where people think they're coming from anyway. If you go down like you guys got a sign out that says EIEIO, and in front of his farm, and he says, come on and get some eggs, because his kids are trying to work themselves for college by selling eggs for $1 a dozen. So they only have to sell about 40,000 eggs to get, like, enough to go to school for a week. If you get those, you don't even have to wash them. They have a nature's protection on them. but if you buy them at Ralph's or any, you know, like the vomity sounding stores, you know, or, you know, A&P or B&P, or don't pay at all, any place you go, if you get them there, they're going to be washed because people don't want to open up an egg carton and see any kind of mysterious stain.
And if you had eggs up the wazoo, well, then the yolk would be on you.
And you'd get have it? A heck of a good magic trick, let me tell you that.
And be the talk of the emergency room for weeks.
I was, but they got over that. I had jelly beans for them all.
So how do you make a buck? I mean, how do you pay for all this stuff? All of the, you know, the eggs and the deliveries and all everything you do. How do you pay for that?
I sell them. I've got a representative that goes to a lot of, he's like a buyer for different stores. And he goes, look, we're going to need like 68,000 eggs and they need to be all in these Louis Pastel colors or whatever that pasteurized guy's name is. And they got to be like pink and blue, mauve and magenta. And I go, we got yellow and white. That's all we have this year. And he goes, okay, I've got guys to sell them. I just got to get them there for him, you know. That'll make you thirsty, all that work.
So your money comes in from an egg commission, just not, no pun intended, but you just skim a little off the top.
Yeah. This is a strange question for an Easter Bunny. Hey, you know, people don't ever go, hey, Mr. Easter Bunny, while you're hopping around, you know, going to all these places and these functions and delivering these eggs and putting them in baskets, let's talk about your finances. That's just never happened to me. So this is quite interesting. So I'm guessing probably you guys have the guys from Forbes magazine on. You're going to ask them how they make chocolate or something. We make a deal. You know, and the Easter Bunny, you know, I can't show up at every place. So some places, they sweeten the pot a little bit for me, and then I might show up there a little more earlier than other places. So you know, I do a little bit of modeling too. You know, we don't wear clothes. Rabbits don't have to wear clothes. Nobody. I mean, if you do, it's very strange. Like I see, there's a picture of a rabbit on the internet sitting on a garden bench in front of a bunch of tulips. That's the worst place to hang out if you're a rabbit. You're asking for a coyote choke right there, because that's where the coyotes know you're going to go. But, you know, I do a little bit of modeling. Like, maybe you remember the Bunnykins dishes? And that's the
Bunny. Oh, sure I do, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
They're called Bunnykins, and that's me on the teacup, and that's, you know.
Oh, so you're getting residuals then.
Not so much. I mean, more in like Great Britain, which is not that great. But if, you know, if you like potatoes and bangers, and who doesn't? But and mash.
You brought her, you know.
But, you know, that's where the whole bunny thing started. It was, you know, around Germany and that. And somebody told me the German Lutherans started it, and I said, "What's a German guitar maker doing hanging around with a rabbit?" So, anyway, that's the message was that it started there, and then I think it's the British started the Bunnykins, and they said, "Hey, you know, Carl, we think you are one hot rabbit. Why don't you come and model for us?" And I said, "Okay, as long as I can keep my clothes off." And they said, "Okay, yeah, we won't make you." And they wanted me to wear a vest and an ascot, and I showed them where to put their ascot really quickly.
Well, this you can't believe how interesting and enlightening this has been for those of us who are non bunnies. Yeah, we've learned a whole lot. We're wondering, do you have any one final thought about, you know, to get toys at Christmas, kids have to be good. You said that you give a little bit to everybody. Is there anything you would like in return?
Well, you know, just remember what Easter is really about. You know, I don't hang out with a lot of those kind of people, but you know, the Easter egg and all, it really symbolizes rebirth. So, you know, man, I say, if you think it symbolizes rebirth, you might want to try to explain that to a cheese omelet. I don't know if you might think, you look like you're fried, baby. But, you know, this is
once the souffle falls, it never rises again.
There's medication for that stuff. So, but I just, you know, I think it's nice to be optimistic. You know, this is what I think. Say, be optimistic, be happy, share what you got with other people. Don't wash it if you don't have to. And always carry an extra bag of ice. That's a freaking, it's so silly not to have ice around.
Well, I agree with you on every point. And kids, if you're listening out there and, you know, you leave Santa Claus cookies and milk, leave a nice glass of ice for the Easter Bunny, and he will really appreciate that. Carl, the Easter Bunny, thank you so much for joining us here on another day above ground, and I'm hopping to see you soon.
That's a good one. I'll see you down at the IHOP. What do you think I just fell off the carrot truck or something? And if you're going to leave also the treat, don't leave carrot juice unless it's fermented. It's worthless to me. You know, that leave it with a cool. Just don't. That's so sickening. Except, just leave it out a couple of nights with your eggs on the table. I'll come down there. I'll take care of business and get a little buzz going and get busy. See you later.
Okay, bye-bye, Carl.
Bye-bye.
Well, that was yet another in our line of sterling interviews with fictitious characters.
Wait. These were fictitious?
Oh, yes.
These were fictitious?
To some people, yes. You know, you can't please everybody, but, you know, there's people out there going, oh, that wasn't a real rabbit, and so you have to try and, you know, keep... Haters are going to hate, you know what they say. Can I ring the bell now?
Yeah, you can ring the bell now.
It's time for our weekly game, everybody. A game that we call Boom Again. And we call it that because that's the name of the game. It's a wonderful board game that is all for baby boomers. All the questions are boomer-oriented. It comes in a beautiful box. It's like a $50 game. And if you answer our questions correctly... we'll send you one. That's the kind of people that we are. So, Carolyn, where would they send the answers to their questions?
If you know the answer, you email it to us at anotherdayabovegroundshow@gmail.com, and we'll read your answers. And if you get it right, we'll send you a game.
Okay, first I'm going to give you the answers to last week, and you can't use these to send it in because it's too late because it's last week. Anyhow, these are the answers to last week's questions. Nicknamed Zorba the Veep, Spiro Agnew was our first vice president of Greek descent. What was his job before being vice president? No one?
Nope.
Governor of Maryland. Mm. Governor of Maryland.
Wow.
Okay. Our second one, Chile made the news more than once during the 70s. Name either one of the presidents of Chile who made the headlines.
Pinochet is the only one I can think of.
Pinochet is one, yes. Augusto Pinochet. The other one, Salvatore Allende.
Allende, oh, that's right. Yep.
So anyhow, this is for you kids who are history studiers. You're doing good so far. And finally... what was the Maharishi teaching the Beatles in India?
Meditation.
Transcendental meditation.
Transcendental meditation.
Transcendental.
Thank you.
Means going across your teeth. Transcendental. Yes. All right. Here's our three questions. That's why it's good to floss. That's where it all started. Here's our three questions for next week. Folks, grab a pencil, write these down, and send us the answers. First of all, things you should have learned just hanging around. What were the main uniform colors for each of these scouts? There's four of them. Brownies, Girl Scouts, Cub Scouts, and Boy Scouts. They all had their specific colors. So what were they? Mm. Question number two. Beginning in the boom era, what holiday is associated with the Jerry Lewis Telethon? I was on that, actually, at like 2 in the morning. The only people that saw me were insomniacs and crack addicts. It was a good audience. And then finally, in one classic Alka-Seltzer ad, an Italian wife serves up a great meal. Why does a husband say he needs an Alka-Seltzer? Commercial probably couldn't be done today because it's not quite politically correct, but it was very, very funny. So if you have those three answers, Carolyn, once again, where should they send them?
You email them straight to us at anotherdayabovegroundshow@gmail.com. And if you want to buy your own game, you can go to boomagain.com, purchase the game, and before you check out, put in the promo code 10ADAG, and courtesy of Another Day Above Ground, you will get 10% off your purchase.
As That's the kind of people that we are. We're givers all the way. Well, that's it, folks. Thanks so much for listening to us. Be sure to visit our website, anotherdayaboveground.com. And with that, let's say goodbye. Carolyn, any final words?
Other than go to carolynstrauss.com and see who I actually am. And if you get any insights, call me and let me know what you find out.
Okay.
Okay.
And if you're Ryan Gosling, send photos, I guess.
Please, send anything if you're Ryan Gosling.
With a prosthetic chest.
Oh, don't tell me that. He looks so perfect. He's so cute.
Oh, yeah. Tim, any last words?
I just go to timslagle.com for more information on the Tim Slagle World Tour.
And I invite you to visit daleirvin.com so you can sign up for the Friday Funnies. It's a written and a video recap of the otter stories in the week's news. That being said, thanks again for joining us. But enjoy the rest of the day because today is Another Day Above Ground.
And that's it for Another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.